This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Batar, I just returned from a really cool place, a weekend with the IAOMT, and it's like one of those places where you can talk mercury and fluoride, nobody blinks an eye at you, and they go, they're all on board. I mean, it's like a microcosm of what we talk about all of the time, but a group of people that are really committed to trying to help folks detoxify from mercury and recognize all of the dangers of it and other things within not only the dental profession, but environmentally.
Yeah, IOMT is a great organization, primarily composed of dentists, but they've got about 10% of their membership that are non-dentists, and I gave a lecture out there probably about 8-9 years ago now.
Yeah, I met different, most of them were dentists, but not all, but there were some DOs and MDs, and it was just the openness, they're already on board in this realm, and then there were a lot of new folks that had gotten wind of it and were trying to figure out what to do, how to plug into all of this, and it's heartening to see that there are groups of health professionals that do get it, although it's still the smallest percentage out there, but it was a refreshing thing, and a lot of your friends were there. I saw Boyd Haley. He says hello. I didn't know you knew Marcelo Vega?
Dr. Yeah, Victor Marcelo Vega. Yeah,
nice Vega. Guy. Very nice guy. I got David Kennedy. And it was a terrific weekend. Really, I got some great interviews I'm going to be airing this week from in that event.
Yeah, Victor and I go back 15 years or more. He's a very, very close friend. Actually, that's wrong. It's 21 years Victor and I go back. So he's a very close friend. In fact, many years on New Year's Eve, I'd get a call, and it would always be Victor wishing me a happy new year. So
nice. And he's got a great vision. Again, I got a great, great interview with him coming up this week. But he's a visionary, too. He really sees in a very positive way. Hospitals that encompass and incorporate all holistic medicine as well, you know, that integrate things appropriately. And I could see, you know, he's just a man of vision is the best way I could say it.
Yeah, you know, he's a radiation oncologist by training, right?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that bizarre of all the things he's trained in?
He actually trained in radiation oncology. He did his training in Mallinckrodt, which is one of the graduate divisions from Washington University, which is where that's my alma mater. And he actually had invited, his father is a Harvard-trained radiation oncologist, and his father had invited me, or he got me invited to the American Cancer Society, the sixth annual American Cancer Society presentation or conference that was held in Puerto Rico a number of years ago, probably about 10 years ago. And I gave a lecture out there, and I was the only non-conventional guy. And but yeah, Victor and I go way, way back. Victor's got a really interesting history too. So, but if you told him that you knew me, you would have had an instantaneous they would have been like that secret code type thing, because
yes.
When we get together, things kind of get a little stupid. So.
Oh, good. Well, he's one of the good guys. I could tell the energy was there. He would fit right in. So that's good confirmation. So I'm looking forward to airing that later in the week. You know, he uses the Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen that my buddy Paul has. He uses the silver, the Argentin 23. I mean, he's got a lot of things that, you know, we're all connected with that he's seen clinical success with. And he's not, you know, in terms of oncologists, you meet them and they're dour and toxic. This guy was bright and clear and clean. And it was like you would never guess that that was his training.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's very much like us. He doesn't do any radiation. We've actually lectured together. He's on the heavy metal DVD. actually with me. And,
that's right, yes.
The one that you narrated. So, yeah, he doesn't do any radiation oncology. Now, he does. He practices in his dad's office, or was practicing in his dad's office for a while, like 2 days a week. But a number of years ago, he told me he just couldn't deal with that anymore, and he opened his clinic. And so he was in Coral Gables, Florida for some time, and now he's full-time in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I said, you know, when you get that hospital set up, there'll be medical tourism coming to Puerto Rico with the kind of treatments available there, which will be great. Well, first story up I wanted to talk to you about, Natural News Story. It says extreme fatigue, muscle and joint pain, headaches. Could you be suffering from chemical sensitivity? Now, this to me also, you know, I mentioned this last hour before you were on with us, that when people are stumped, when they have tried everything that they know, even holistically, and they're still struggling, my number one thing is I always come back to mercury, residual mercury or ongoing mercury exposure. And you can do everything right, and you're still dealing with that, and something's going to linger. And now this plays into that larger issue, I believe, of multiple chemical sensitivity.
Yeah, it's again, it's a toxicity issue, and you know, I would go back to pretty much every day. I can't think of anything offhand where the seven toxicities would not apply, and so that's what my basic ABCs. It's like airway, breathing, circulation is the premise in trauma medicine. My ABCs in my philosophy is the seven toxicities.
But multiple chemical sensitivities, in some circles of medicine, they still say, well, it's all in your head. You know, you're a hypochondriac. It's not a real thing. Of course, more are acknowledging now this is real, but we still see some resistance in the medical field, which is sad, but not to be unexpected based on their training. This recognition, you know, if you go into, for instance, an area where they know of this, they'll say don't wear synthetic perfumes. Obviously, cigarette smoking is a big thing, but that's not surprising. But now the sensitivities to these other things that were considered more subtle and not real in terms of triggering these responses are becoming acknowledged.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very true statement. So when you're dealing with multiple chemical sensitivities and you're dealing with heavy metals and you're dealing with all these different toxicities, the heavy metals and the persistent organic pollutants, those two are similar to the phenomenon of a cockroach. You see one, that doesn't mean, if you see one cockroach, then you know there's a thousand behind the wall. In other words, the presence of one virtually guarantees the existence of others that haven't been elucidated yet. And especially when you talk about, from a cross-population standpoint, if you have metals, you're pretty much guaranteed to have some type of persistent organic pollutant. Whether it's causing a detrimental effect in you or not is not the issue, but the fact that you have them or you've been exposed to them, it's going to be there. Or vice versa, if you have a heavy metal, if you have persistent organic pollutants, you can pretty much rest assured that you also have a heavy metal toxicity issue, because the physiology, the pathways of detoxification are impaired, and if they're impaired, they're not just impaired for one class or the other class. It's usually, you know, it's crossing over the, if you want to call it a boundary between the different toxicities. So, for example, when somebody has mercury, or this says metals, again, by guilt by association, you know they're going to end up having persistent organic pollutants. You know they're going to have the third toxicity, which is opportunistic because mercury is immunosuppressive. Or if they don't have mercury, let's say they have some type of organophosphate exposure, then you know they're going to end up having metal toxicity. We don't know what kind of metals, and you know they're going to end up having immunosuppression, so they're going to end up having an opportunistic component. So those first three are, you know, if you have one, you pretty much, from a statistical standpoint, you're going to end up having a very high probability of having the other two.
Indeed. Now, this article references a friend, Doris Rapp. You've met Doris over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, Doris and I actually were on a tour where I first met Jim Halver in Malta. In fact, Doris met my wife this when we were engaged back in 2004, 2003. We had traveled to Spain together, and Doris had given some lectures at the same conference that I had. That's when I met her.
She's something else. I mean, she's a sweet lady, and she's just put this information out there. One of her books, Our Toxic World, A Wake-Up Call, really kind of spotlighted this issue and, you know, made a reality as an MD to put that out. And the industry data from EPA indicates, 1.2 billion pounds of chemicals that potentially can be harmful to humans released into the air and water nationwide just in the year 1998. And of course, our agencies, these bureaucratic agencies in the federal level, are not protecting the environment nor our health. In fact, they're protecting more often than not the polluters. And so our health becomes that which is needing to be, let's say, grasped by our own hands. No amount of Obamacare or whatever the Republicans decide to replace it with is going to save us unless we have the freedom to do the things, Dr. Bitar, that you've done and other innovative physicians have done to say, you know what, the problem is toxic world, toxic bodies, and no drug can save us from that.
Well, I think that awareness is a very big key. The data that you just quoted from Doris's book, I think that's pretty old information now, Robert. I'm pretty sure that those numbers are much higher now.
Yeah, and you just to think about 1998, that's almost 20 years ago, and that was that level, but it's gotten worse since then. And of course, how many of them have ever been studied for carcinogenicity, mutagenicity, the causing of birth defects? And the more we find out about that, in fact, last hour we covered another story where in 1991 the government revealed that the Tdap shot also contributed to this thing called microcephaly that they're trying to blame on the Zika virus spread by mosquitoes.
Right, right. I just read an article about that. In fact, that they were talking about some new studies that have been approved now for the Zika virus, and they're going to be releasing this supposed antidote with mechanical or some type of genetically engineered mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you read that, but I meant to send that to you, and I don't know what ended up happening.
No, we've been covering it. The Zika story has been a hot story since it came out, but we continue to dispute with scientific facts, reality, peer-reviewed literature even, and it's embarrassing how poor the connection is between the Zika virus and microcephaly. In fact, all the evidence says that it's not the cause, not that it could even be, might be the cause, that it's just happening in so few cases of those with microcephaly in those areas that microcephaly exists, that how would it possibly be the cause?
Yep, that's exactly right. And it's, again, part of that misnomer and the misinformation and distraction that's created in order to perpetuate an agenda that, is highly suspect at best.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we've got a lot more healing to do on this planet. For the people who are ready, there's advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar when we get together each and every week here and take it to that level. Those of you who don't want to miss a show, and why would you? You can go back hundreds of hours now of archives through medicalrewind.com to listen to what you've missed. Also, of course, additional links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to Dr. Bitar and more. We got a story about autism and the relationship to genius, and this is more validation for Dr. Bitar on what he's been saying about this for years. We'll hit that story next, and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Version, with Dr. Rashid Bitar. After this break, stick around. You want to be here for what we're about to reveal.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Although we've covered autism many times over the years together, Dr. Bitar, every once in a while there's a news story that comes out that causes me to say, you know what, we have to talk about this again. And this one originally came from the New York Post. It says there's a link between autism and genius. And I remember it, you'll have to correct my language in this, that you said the proclivity or predisposition for the manifestation of autism is associated with the same allele, if you will, on the gene for brilliance, for smartness, for intelligence. How did you put it? I don't want to mess that up.
Well, basically, that the definition of autism is nothing more than mercury. It's metals and chemicals, but specifically mercury on board of physiology that has a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete. So there's some pathway that's been disturbed or compromised, and that same pathway appears to exist in the same, the allele that defines these detoxification pathways seems to be the same allele where polymorphism has occurred that defines the raw cognitive ability of these individuals. And that's basically why there's a correlation. So, I mean, many of these kids are just extraordinary. And, you know, they kind of talked about in the article that sometimes it's there. It's there always. I have never seen it not be present there, but the genius is in different types of exhibited in different forms. For example, some may be musically inclined, some are artistically inclined, some are mathematically inclined. There's some of these kids are just unbelievable what they can do, how they can do it. And it's the kids that we've reversed that are today in normal school have gone on to college and graduated. They're extraordinary. I mean, they've done amazing, amazing, amazing things. I've got the oldest child that I treated. He was 15 years old when I started his treatment. He's 25 now. He's got multiple employees now. He still lives at home, but he's got, I think, four employees now. And, you know, his whole business was he buys or was buying video games online at eBay and broken things, the things that didn't work, came up for a couple bucks, and then he turned around, fixed them, and sold them for $7,500, and he got so busy, he hired a couple people and showed them how to do it, and, you know, he's been very successful. So just the aptitude of some of these kids is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, and, you know, your experience is literally the conclusion you came to was from that, not necessarily reading articles like this that are now coming out. And I find interesting, not surprisingly, of course, in these articles, not one mention of mercury in relation to the autism. They're just kind of going, oh, isn't it interesting that these kids who have autism also seem to be geniuses in some way?
Yeah, and that's a sad thing because they're not exploring this. See, one of the things, Robert, I did at a conference, it was, I think it was Autism One, not this one that I spoke at last year, but the previous time, which was 10 years before that. And there were probably, I don't remember, there was probably 1,000 people, 1,100 people in the audience. And I asked this group, and I've asked other parents in other conferences the same type of thing, had everybody stand up. And had everybody stand up and had them start sitting down as the questions were asked. And if the questions were reflective, if there was a positive answer, then the parents sat down. And so one of the first questions I ask is, how does your child play with cars, for example? Do they play with cars like regular kids? Or, and then I would show, I demonstrate, does the child put the car like on a bed or a table and get down to the level of the wheels and look at the car sideways? And invariably, children that are autistic or have been poisoned, that's how they play. They never look at the cars on top. They always want to look at the wheels because it's the wheels, the oscillation, the finite yet the infinite in one component. So if you look at a circle, it's the ultimate in dichotomy because it's got the infinite, no start, no stop, no beginning, no end, and yet it's finite. And so it's continuous. And so when children play with these cars, they're always looking at the wheel or the oscillation of a fan or, you know, it's always the same type of thing. And this was after years and years of observation, I started recognizing there's something weird about this. They're not playing with these cars like regular kids. They're not, you know, they're fascinated with that small little circle, whether it's a bottle cap. And I'll keep on going through the process and 98%, 99% of the people will end up sitting down. There's only one or two parents that are still standing up because everybody else has been able to say, yeah, that's right. My child does play with cars this way. Not. My child fixates on the oscillation of the fan, if that's okay.
Right. All right, we're up on another break here, Dr. Bitar. We may get further into this. We've got some other stories related to irritable bowel disease, inflammatory bowel disease, as well as the financial burden of cancer, and maybe some things that will transform it in the future, maybe harkening back to your friend Dr. Marcial Vega as well, where this thing is going. But we'll talk about it because it is Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you also to drbitar.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For our new listeners, when Dr. Bittar refers to the different toxicities, you may want to plug into his book. It's a requirement. If you listen to this show, you are required to get it. It's the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller. And it goes through so much. It's every time you read it, you'll get something new from it. But it includes that kind of information. So you really have a roadmap to understand what has happened to you or your children and a way out, which is extraordinary, and it's so necessary to do. That's why we talked about autism and kids and different things like that. But as we, as parents, Dr. Bittar, watch our kids grow older, hopefully they grow healthier despite the environment because of what we know.
Well, that's the thing, that our purpose as parents is always to find what's most beneficial for our children and for our progeny, our grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera. And So you're right. Even despite what we know, hopefully they'll, or lack of what we know, they will continue to evolve beyond us and be improvement upon us. And that's what it's all about, leaving the planet in a better place than when we found it.
Yeah, I had yesterday on Rachel Parent. She's a 11th grader. I think she's 17 now, but at 11, she wrote a paper about genetically engineered foods, and it was so stunning. She ended up in broadcast media taking on the big bad guys of biotech. In fact, she just went to St. Louis for the annual shareholders meeting of Monsanto by proxy, and she got to ask a very pointed question of the CEO of Monsanto, Hugh Grant, and he did not answer it. He was very evasive because it was so pointed. You know, basically, if you guys are so proud of what you're producing, why don't you want it labeled? Why do you hide it and everything? And he's like, oh, you wouldn't touch that one.
Hmm. How did she get it to the meeting?
Well, she got a proxy of another shareholder, so she was able to represent as if she was actually a shareholder, to question at their annual event. And, you know, think about that, a 17-year-old taking on the CEO with a very intelligent question, and he tried to speak down to her because she was just a kid, and it was just so obvious. But there are bright lights like that that fortunately, because their parents like hers understood the danger of these things, that they weren't corrupted from the word go, and they had that light never turned off, and they're really here to transform it, to take what we're doing to a whole other level, I believe.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, really. So I think we're going to see here, Ty and I will see her up in Toronto at the Total Health Conference coming up in April, April 8th, 9th, and 10th, which will be great. And by the way, I'll be lecturing on healing the gut up there. It's one of my favorite topics, as you know. And there's another story here about suffering from inflammatory bowel disease, and it's in the show notes. You can check it out there. A healthy diet. This is a borderline moment of duh, but they never define it really when the mainstream media writes about it. They say a healthy diet may help ease your pain. And, you know, it's true, of course, lowering stress will help you too, but if you still have residual mercury in your system, you may wonder why those symptoms linger even after you do a lot of good things.
Exactly, that's true. And so there are so many things that can contribute to that, Robert. I figured you got an angle on this, right, because that's an open-ended question.
Well, yeah, in part, well, somebody called me earlier today and is doing a lot of good things because he's suffering from GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. A lot of it's related to stress, some of the diet, helped him clean up a lot of that. But there's some things that still linger. But he also has mercury fillings not removed yet. And so every time he eats and chews and breathes, I mean, there's going to be an ongoing impact. And mercury is one of those things so pervasive, even at minute levels, that can trigger and aggravate epithelial tissue, alter the way your body interacts and produces normal chemicals, things. So that's why I keep coming back to that.
Yeah, actually, you know, this conference that I was at, that I'm at right now, it kind of goes into a little bit of a different array, but it's talking about resonance. It's talking about the discovery in the mid-1980s and then more discoveries in 2004 that showed the neurites, which is, you know, nerve cells found inside the heart tissue, 40,000 neurites found within the heart tissue, and the evidence that's been published now showing how the heart has an independent brain. And so people, you know, we talk about thinking with our brain and thinking with our heart, but mm-hmm. there's stories about transplants where patients have had a bad heart transplant, and they've never eaten a certain type of food. Now they have a certain craving for a specific type of food, and that was a food that the donor had always liked, like, you know, chicken nuggets and green peppers and that type of stuff. In fact, up until one of the most well-known cases where a child who had a heart transplant was having these vivid memories and nightmares, and they finally sent her to a psychiatrist thinking that she was having, you know, she had some kind of a delusional disorder. Mm-hmm. And the psychiatrist, being astute enough, picked up that, wait a second, there's something else going on. These memories are too vivid. And they brought in law enforcement, and they were able to find that there was a girl that had been murdered, and this girl was reliving the exact components of what had happened, and the heart that she had been donated, that she got, came from the girl that had been murdered by this particular person. And they arrested him, and he ended up admitting that he'd murdered this girl. So the point being that the heart has its own memory, and how does a heart actually start beating when you take it from one body and put it in another body. And so this whole component, we were talking about enhancing the function of the heart and making it come into coherence with the brain and then allowing other aspects of healing to start to occur. And it was quite fascinating. It was 4 days, and it was very, very deep and very, very worth the time.
Now I understand where you're using that word resonance from, because, you know, I've talked about this it related to transplant. You talk about the memories that seemingly the cells hold on to from the previous body it was into. And part of the rejection is not a chemical thing necessarily. In other words, your immune system may reject those organs, so they put you on permanent immunosuppressive therapy. If they could find a way to erase or neutralize those previous memories, and then there would be a full acceptance in terms of the concept of a stem cell versus an adult differentiated cell, we could eliminate potentially the use or the need for the use of these immunosuppressant drugs.
Well, that's true, too. That's going on a different path from what this conference was about. But, yes, you're absolutely right. That's theoretically possible, even though, you know, there is a physiological tissue typing issue where if there's not a match, then you're going to have just the inherent biochemical processes that kick in to reject.
Mm-hmm.
But is that possible? I think anything is possible. I think that we are truly in no man's land when it comes to what the capacity of the human body is. And, you know, we took this into different areas. We brought this into some of the teachings and that go back to the Aramaic and Sanskrit, you know, the writings in these languages, ancient writings, and how many of the religious beliefs today, how many of them have been minimized and certain things have been taken away. But the ancient texts, like the Dead Sea Scrolls, actually revealed other components, and it was bringing back the ancient traditions talking about the connection between the heart and the brain and how we need to embrace that and further it rather than repress it and stagnate it, because a lot of healing has to do with that coherence between the heart and the brain.
Hmm.
And so it went into many different areas, but it was a very fascinating conference, one of the best ones I've been to in a long time. So
I wish I could have been there with you. I like the subject matter, absolutely. I had a great interview with a chiropractor from Australia. He's coming to the CalJam this weekend, Simon Floriani, on Friday. And he's going to be lecturing on the thymus gland, of all things, because I did not know this, but the thymus gland is evidently the size of the heart when you're born. It's the same size as the heart of an infant. And
yep.
He, in studies of the Aboriginals in Australia, they find that the thymus seems to be much larger, much more developed, or something along those lines. And they suspect that this may have something to do with empathic ability to communicate across distances without language necessarily, that the thymus has something to do with telepathic ability. It was just fascinating. Again, the things we don't know that we're in the dark about because science has become so molecular and reductionist that it discounts some of these concepts that we're now trying and in some ways finding and revealing links to.
Yeah, that's a very true statement, Robert. There's so many things that have been lost, or things that have become hidden from us because, you know, either decades or longer, those things were taken out of the circulation. So, like when Ty talks about the Flexner Report, you know, that's only going back 100 years, but then you start going back to things that were changed 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, sometimes even longer. And we start talking about recorded civilization, how recorded civilization goes 5,000 years, yet there's evidence there's excavations of archaeological sites that are already dated 10,000, 15,000 years. So, you know, they're trying to figure out what the heck happened. I mean, how is this possible? Because there wasn't supposed to be any of this stuff around before. And you look at some of the ancient Indian texts, and they talk about the I can't even remember the name of the text, but they talked about it today. But the stories are about, they describe this weapon and how so many people died, like, well, in motion, and they're 5,000, 10,000 years, actually it's more than that, but it's evidence of nuclear weaponry that was available, but, you know, not in this time, but not in modern times. In fact, Oppenheimer was quoted as saying, when they said, how does it feel to have discharged the first atomic bomb? And he said, not the first atomic bomb, the first atomic bomb in modern times.
Wow.
And and scientists don't want to talk about that particular quote. But Oppenheimer was quoted. I mean, it's a matter of public record that he made that quote.
They knew. They knew. You're right. And on the subject of GI health also, I mean, just the discovery of the microbiome and the gut-brain connection in the second brain, the innervation within the nervous system, that there is another brain. Like you said, the brain in the heart, the brain in the gut. Again, these are new discoveries, yet somebody knew a long time ago.
Right. Actually, the brain in the gut, that's been around for quite some time. It may not have been embraced by modern medicine, but I remember them talking about the second greatest distribution of nerve cells are in the mesenteric plexus. But in the heart, I'd never heard about that. But now there's field of neurocardiology, and they're talking about the neuroplasticity of the heart. And so it's a complete new study, a division of study, a whole new branch of medicine. And it's not, of course, being taught in medical school per se, but the area is very hot from research perspective.
Well, that's what keeps us young, I think, recognizing there's so much more to learn, and it's exciting to learn these new things, and it's even more exciting to communicate them with you each week here as we do some advanced medicine together. Remember, medicalrewind.com, if you haven't bookmarked that, to catch up on hundreds of hours of advanced medicine with Dr. Bittar here. We've got a few more stories we'll try to squeeze in before the end of the show today, including EM field dangers from cell phones.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We cover a lot of the things that, cause problems. Let's just say it. It's all aspects of health, including your physical health. One of those is a story about microwave radiation from cell phones, and, we've discussed this over time. It almost borderline moment of does, especially after covering the story of radiation in oatmeal, for instance, last hour. But here's a story that would be a moment of does, but I don't want to make any light of this, Dr. Bittar. It says the financial burden of cancer can harm quality of life. It's like, really? I mean, the people who are struggling with cancer, also struggling with economic realities, obviously that's not a big help to them. The question is there a vision for the future that doesn't involve government-centered, mandated participation in insurance schemes to cover monopoly medicine, which, of course, in cancer therapy means chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, and nothing else?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that was not the gist of that article. I think it was a moment of doubt. Pretty much, you could substitute that in for any type of health crisis is going to affect the, the underlying stressors that are contributing to the person's problem. So not just in cancer, you're going to see that with any type of chronic disease or any type of trauma. But yes, cancer definitely. And then, of course, the component of it too, where the popular stance, the media's message, it's inevitable. We're all going to die, but nobody talks about that part of it. They just say, oh, you've got cancer, and they make it into this horrendous thing, even worse than it really is, because we're all going to die. And the thing with cancer is they just make the person feel that if you don't do chemo and radiation, you're going to die within minutes or within hours, which is just not the truth. And so that additional stress, so now you've got the stress of having to deal with the treatments, and then you've got the financial stress of having to pay for the treatments, and then you've got the emotional psychological stress of having to deal with an issue that everybody has made into the most catastrophic thing that possibly can be, whereas, in fact, the catastrophe is really from getting the treatment, where statistically more people will die from, cachexia is 42% cancer, cachexia, as Patrick Quinn talks about in his book, Beating Cancer with Nutrition, but the people remaining 58%, some people say, is actually the treatment, the chemo and the radiation that kills people.
Yes. We have a friend, a dear friend of my wife's, who's been diagnosed, they're not sure if it's breast cancer, but a lump in her breast. And I'm telling you, the pressure that you just described to do something immediately, to not take a deep breath,
to run and get this test. Let's do a needle biopsy. We've got to meet, you know, I mean, oh my gosh, no exaggeration. And this sweet woman is just in an absolute panic. And, you know, the best we can do is try to, from what we know, to calm her down, take a deep breath, let's talk about it, let's look at the overview. But the medical profession, the oncologists, they are just playing a full court press on her.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It should be outlawed to put somebody underneath that much duress. I mean, I don't know whether getting cancer is as bad as being told that you have cancer and all the associated garbage and misinformation that's fed into a person's brain, because I think it'd be more humane to just shoot them in the head than to feed all this crap into their brain, which makes them feel that they have no control, they have no to get their own outcome, that they must do this, or, I mean, the patient's getting registered letters by their oncologist and being told that if you don't do X, Y, and Z, you know, Rosie, our mutual friend, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Rosie came to me, this month is 15 years, her anniversary of us and her, and she had gotten a letter from her surgeon and her oncologist, registered letter delivered by the sheriff's deputies, saying that she would be dead in 6 months if she continued this quackery. And of course, you know, she continued coming to us for treatment, and she's 15 years out now. But the agony that she felt, the mental abuse that she took. I mean, she said she felt like she had been abused.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So
can you imagine if a naturopath or a chiropractor did that to a patient population?
They'd be in jail.
Right, exactly. But these people have licenses to kill you. And if not with their drugs, with the fear of what they say cancer is, which we know it is not what they say. Listen, we're about out of time, Dr. Bitar, but always a great discussion, taking it deep and taking it to that advanced medicine place where we like to go.
That's where we like to be, Robert.
All right, well, looking forward to the next one already. Those of you who have a lot of catching up to do, remember, advanced medicine, you can hear it at medicalrewind.com any time of the day or night. Of course, we have links as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to all of the shows that we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thanks, Dr. Bitar. Tell them what they need to know.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.